This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January the 23rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalm 25, verse 5. It says there, "Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation." End of quote. You must have at least 4 truth awareness in your heart. And these are to know the truth about God, to know the truth about you, to know people around you, and to know the future. This pretty much covers all. Number 1, about God. God is the creator of all the things you see around. Not only He is the creator, but He is also the owner of all. You see, because God is the creator, then succeeds the truth that He is the true owner of all. You may look at your children and spouse and may think that they belong to you only. However, the truth is they belong to God first. He is the owner of all the land and properties you see around. He temporarily gives the title of the land and other things to you for your enjoyment and stewardship. However, no one knows how long you would own. Only God knows how long you're going to have it. Another person comes along in the future and owns it. This is true of all. And God is the possessor of all. He possesses it, although He would give you to handle it for some time. God expects you to be a faithful steward of all that He gives to you. A steward is a person who manages or takes care of things of others. You manage and take care of things that belong to God. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:2, a steward must be faithful to their master. NASB says it is required of stewards that one must be found trustworthy. End of quote. You must be faithful steward for all God handed over to you. Now, God is triune. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father initiated the plan of salvation, forgiveness, and eternal life for you. God the Son implemented it on the cross by shedding His blood for your sake. God the Holy Spirit gives you the awareness of sin and judgment and leads you to the feet of Jesus Christ and keeps you safe by giving you all the needed help, counsel, advice, teaching, until you reach heaven at the time of your death. About you, secondly, about you. You have a basic issue that hinders a relationship and fellowship with the Holy God, and that is called sin. You see, sin is the reason for the death of all humanity. There is no cure man could find for the problem of sin or death. All the people are in the same predicament. Originally in the Garden of Eden, God and our first parents had a very close and loving fellowship until sin entered and they disobeyed God. Like apple begets apple, sin nature is carried over to all of Adam's posterity. There is no distinction. All are sinners and all fall short of the glory of God. This is the first understanding you must have about you. As a sinner, you need a Savior who is strong and perfect in all ways. A man cannot save another person regarding the sin nature because all men are in the same condition of living under sin. Therefore, the Savior must be outside of us and sinless and perfect to save people from their sins. The Bible says, because of His love, God sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. You see, God took the first step for a solution. God put all your depths of sin on the body of Jesus Christ. And then Jesus voluntarily died in your place, buried and rose again, victoriously defeating sin and the resultant death. When a person accepts God's Son Jesus as his or her Savior, you are saved forever, saved permanently. You are granted and sealed with God's Holy Spirit, guaranteeing eternal life with God and Christ in heaven at the time of your death. You are justified by the work of Christ and your acceptance of Him as your Savior. Thirdly, about other people. Other people are in the same predicament like you. They also need the Savior whom God sent for salvation, forgiveness, and eternal life. Because all people are sinners, understand, you will get hurt by other people's words and actions. An understanding of this truth would help you not to get stressed over when your expectations are broken by other people. Pain-free life and no-breaking experience are not possible on this side of heaven because you deal and mingle with people who are also sinners. You see, sin could be self-caused or others-caused. The sin nature of you and other people never goes away on this side of the eternity. Although the Holy Spirit inside you, whom you receive at the time of the acceptance of Jesus Christ, continuously help you to grow in Him and bear spiritual fruit rather than the fruit of the flesh. This is called sanctification or spiritual growth. Now, fourthly, about the future. God has in store a perfect landing for those who come to Jesus Christ in faith and trust. We may face Holocaust experiences now, but the future looks bright and excellent for a person who obeys God by coming to His Son Jesus Christ. You see, your death is not the end of life. At the time of death, you go to live with God in heaven because you called upon the name of the Savior of the whole world, Jesus Christ. You will receive glorified, brand new heavenly bodies. Your body would look like the body of Christ after the resurrection. Here now, God is on your side when you face difficulties, trials, and issues. Your prayer is answered by Him. He guides, helps, and leads you to the end because you belong to Him. A person who accepts Christ as the Savior is justified, sanctified, and already glorified. All these are used in the past tense, which means all these are already achieved by a believer in Christ. The future looks bright. It is blessed. It is full of hope. There are more things to know in all of the above categories. God communicated more about Him, you, people around you, and the future in the pages of the Bible. The more you get familiar with the pages of the Bible, the more equipped and blessed your life becomes. I want you to come to Jesus Christ. I invite you to come to His God's Son, Jesus Christ, and receive all the blessings God has in store for you. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for talking to me this morning. And I love you because you loved me first. You gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I know Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins. Forgive my sins. I repent of my sins and turn to you. I need you. Save me now. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.